In many American households tonight, leftover turkey sandwiches will make way for potato latkes. It's the first night of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, and this year it comes a little earlier than usual. Latkes, along with the special toy tops called dreidels, a chocolate Hanukkah gelt or money, are all holiday traditions with Yiddish names. Commentator David Michael believes this old European language has a surprising counterpart in today's pop culture.
As a child, language played an important part in my connection with my Jewish heritage, and that language of choice was the wonderfully expressive and fun to say, Yiddish. Derived from Old German, Yiddish was long ago replaced by Hebrew, yet still lives in the hearts and on the tongues of Jews worldwide. Sentimental as my grandma's chopped liver, Yiddish words like nudnik, platz, and tukas were like a secret language between me and the other kids in Sunday school. They were colorful expressions that goyim or non-Jews couldn't or wouldn't understand. In school once, I called my gym teacher, Mr. Gazzardi, an Aldecocker, Yiddish for crotchety old man. He, of course, didn't know whether it was an insult or a compliment. Being the mensch or honorable person he was, he put the kibosh to my mama lotion and sent me to the principal's office. I quickly covered, telling him it meant saintly man, endowed by God. I got away with it, too. Until he got my dad an Aldecocker on parent-teacher night, trying to impress him. Since then, many Yiddish words like klutz, schmear, and chutzpah have seeped into our culture, used by politicians, actors, and comedians.
Welcome to Coffee Talk. I'm your host, Linda Richman. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Robin. Happy birthday, Bubala. Okay, now, this show used to be hosted by my friend Paul Baldwin, but he developed Spilkes in his Connecticut.
Which brings me to today's popular language of rap. After watching MTV and listening to the radio recently, it occurred to me that hip-hop has become this generation's Yiddish. Listen to this popular song by rapper Jay-Z called Izzo and see if you agree.
H to the Izzo, B to the Izzy. For shizzle, my nizzle used to dribble down in V8. Serving them in the home of the Turpins. Got it dirt cheap for them. Plus if they were short.
With the right inflection, rap expressions like shizzle my nizzle, big ups, and off the hizzy almost sound Yiddish. They're as fun and clever as they are confusing, but that's the point. You aren't supposed to understand them, or at least your parents aren't. Like the Yiddish of my youth, rap today has become the private language for kids. But fear not, for just as oy vey and schlep have become commonplace, so too will hoop dee and holla back. Then you too can get busy with the mashugana bling bling that's playing the dozens to your favorite bubala. Understand, right?
The comments of David Michael, an aspiring screenwriter in Los Angeles. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. John Itzty's here Monday. I'm Bob Edwards.
It's today, though.